Making our way toward tip-off, we visit with Pine Richland head coach Jeff Ackerman. Coach, you're in your first season at Pine Richland after spending 13 seasons at Moon. How do you like it so far at Pine Richland?
It's been great. Yeah, the people have been great. The players have been great. The kids have really bought in since I got the job here. We get 18, 19 guys at all of our workouts, and it's been great.
How was it that you became interested in the Pine Richland job and also that Pine Richland became interested in you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I knew the job was open, and so I thought it would be a really good fit. I have a friend that I went to high school with that's a baseball coach here, and he was saying, you know, it's a nice group of athletes coming up right now. And so my wife and I drove out here over our Easter break in April and wanted to make sure she was okay with the drive. It takes me about 30 minutes to get here, and she was cool with it. So I said, I'm going to go for it. So I pursued it, and I was blessed enough to get it. So
now, the recent history for Pine Richland, the team's made the playoffs only once since 2007, but the team off to its best start in years this season. How has the culture changed this year at Pine Richland?
You know, I don't know really like what happened in the past. I mean, I've only been here, like I said, for a couple months really, but you know, since I've gotten the job, the kids have been great. You know, I got the job on July 14th. We had a workout on July 15th. I had 18 guys in the gym, and everything we've had, you know, majority of our guys have been there. They've worked hard. The guys come early. They stay late. They love the game. It's been great. So I've been really blessed.
Freshman Phil Jerkovic, a 6'5 standout who's already made quite a splash. How impressive of a player is he?
You know, I heard about him, and you know, you still think his freshman, he's going to be raw. He's, you know, might need to work on something. When I saw him the first day and he worked out with us, I was amazed with how well he can finish. His body control, how well he finishes around the rim, how athletic he is. I was just blown away by how, even though I was expecting him to be good, he was actually better than I was actually thought he was going to be, so it was nice.
There's an article in the newspaper, one of the papers, that I saw a quote from you that basically it said that he's been one of the best freshmen that you've ever coached.
Yeah, for me, I mean, I can only speak for me, he's the best freshman I've ever coached. I mean, you know, the only kid that even rivals him was Brian Walsh, who went on to be a really good basketball player at Moon and went on to Xavier and then transferred to Akron and played an NCAA tournament and everything. And even Brian, you know, when he was a freshman, I think he was like our seventh or eighth man. Now, that team won a Whipple championship, but he was like, you know, eighth man, whereas right now Phil Jerkovic's averaging 20 points a game and 7 rebounds a game. And for a freshman, that's pretty amazing.
One of the top scoring returnees is Ben DiNucci, who many know for his football prowess. Yeah, how good of a basketball player is DiNucci?
You know, he came up a couple times in the offseason and hung out and we talked, but I didn't really see him play. I was able to watch games from last year on Huddle, so I kind of knew about him, but I didn't expect him to be as good as he is. I mean, for a kid that he practiced Wednesday last week and Thursday last week. So I don't know when last time was he picked a basketball, but he practiced Wednesday, Thursday, and he goes on Friday and scores 19 points. You know, I mean, and I was going to play him about 10 minutes. And he ended up playing about 20-some minutes because we had foul trouble. And I just, you know, normally there's rust involved and guys take a little while to get back into it in their legs and transitioning from one sport to another. And, I mean, he scored 19 points. I was just blown away by how good he is. He's a winner. He's a true, a flat-out just a winner.
And speaking of that transition, DiNucci, not the only football player that's now with the basketball team or now back with the basketball team. How much of a challenge was that, is that, to have some of those guys, and in DiNucci's case, a key player that was gone for the early portion of whether it be practices or the early part of the schedule?
Yeah, I mean, you know, even now, like the football guys, they're really behind. And, you know, when they're in, you know, we have about 5 to 7 plays we can run when they're in there. When they're not in there, we have about 20 plays that we can run. So we kind of have to scale things back for them. But there's no doubt we'd much rather scale things back and have them than not scale things back and not have them at all. They're a true big component. And Anthony Battaglia will be back tonight. He hasn't played yet either. So he practiced yesterday, and he's ready to go tonight. So we're going to try to get him some time tonight too. So he's another, like, athlete that will be a kid that gets a football scholarship. You know, he's coming back next year, so he'll be one of their best football players next year, probably on the team. So,
in looking at tonight's game, Central Catholic comes in with an 0-2 section record, but always well schooled under head coach Chuck Crummy. What are you expecting to see out of Central Catholic, and what are some of the keys for your team to get a win tonight?
Yeah, I mean, them being 0-2 in section is a total misnomer because they lost one game in overtime and they lost another game by 2 points. So they're about 3 points away from being 2-0 right now. So, you know, they're definitely not your typical 0-2 team. They're a very solid team. I told my guys, I said, you know, not very often do you say, you know, this team's going to have 4 or 5 Division I athletes on their team, but Central has four or five Division I athletes on their team. So we got to be ready for big-time athletes.
It's Pine Ridgeland head coach Jeff Ackerman. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thank you very much.